Hello and welcome to an Effect Podcast special brought to you from Dragon Meat. This year at Dragon Meat, the Effect Podcast brought you a second iteration of the Grindbone Tournament. Last year we ran the Forbidden Lands Grindbone Tournament, slaves pitted against each other two by two until there was only one. This year we've taken the tournament and moved Grindbone into the universe of the new Alien RPG. In a battle royale style tournament, prisoners are released to fight one another and survive the dangers that the alien universe may bring. Welcome to round 3 of the Grindbone Tournament 2183. The Correctional Detention Colony on the mining moon G71B, known as the infamous Grindbone Prison, has a reputation. Every week the guards run a competition. They release 5 prisoners and arm them to fight to the last one standing for their entertainment. The winner is given light duties and decent food, maybe even beer, for a week. The losers lick their wounds and get back to work in the mines. Sometimes a prisoner dies, their body dragged away, never to be seen again. But this time something is different. The company scientist, Professor Theodora Dostoevsky, has arrived at Grindbone wanting to research the abilities and life cycle of a strange new creature, a xenomorph designated XX121. By all accounts, this alien is deadly, so perhaps the winner will get 2 weeks light duties as a prize.
The Correctional Detention Colony on the heavy moon G71B has a reputation. It's built along the panopticon principles of Victorian prisons, with a secure observation administration post in the centre of 3 prison wings, and this is one of those 3 wings. Kitchens, eating areas and other communal facilities are on the upper floor, with the cells themselves on lower levels. Each wing is entirely self-contained, with only one way in and one way out, which is through the core. Every third week, after the inmates are locked safely in their cells, the wing's guard patrol hide a number of basic weapons in locations scattered about the wing. Then lots are drawn, and 5, or sometimes 4, cell doors open. Prisoners new to the facility are often reluctant to leave their cells and explore the wing, if theirs is one of the cells that opens. But if they choose to stay in their bunks, they soon learn the error of their ways. A more experienced prisoner will eventually charge into the cell and beat them in their beds until they are broken. If your cell door opens in the middle of the night, and you are wise, you will quickly leave this dead-end trap and search for one of the hidden weapons. For the next guard patrol will only happen after at least 3, or maybe 2 in this case, prisoners have been beaten senseless. Until recently, the authorities have turned a blind eye to this illegal activity, as long as the ore kept coming in. But production has not been meeting quota, and the governor is under pressure. Recently, a company operative called Dostoevsky has arrived, with a team of scientists and a mysterious cargo. They took over one of the infirmaries, complete with 3 of its patients. And now Dostoevsky is pressuring the governor to turn the regular Grindbone tournament into what she describes as a scientific study. Right, we need to work out where you are in your cells. So could you roll 1d6 to see which cell block you're in, and then 1d6 to see which of the subdivided cell blocks you're in. So 3 is the middle one. 4, 5, 6 is the lower one. And then roll again to see which one of the 6 mini blocks you're in. Number 5, and then just put a coloured block there to, in any of those. Yeah. Just in one of those cells.
6, 1.
Which end 6?
6 that end.
Doesn't really matter.
Oh. No. In that case, this end as then.
Okay, you know you've been here for a while, you know the score. The lights go on and off 3 times, and that's the announcement that the tournament is about to start. And the lights go off and on and off and on and off and on, and then your cell doors open. And there's lots of cheering, lots of shouting and jeering. Prisoners near you are going, come on, you can win this, yeah, come on. Yeah, and your cell doors are open. The crowd noise gets louder and louder as they start to jeer at you for being cowards, for staying in your cells.
I'll step. Can I step out into the corridor?
You can, absolutely.
Okay. That's you. Sorry.
Thanks for that.
Yeah. You can step someone out into the corridor.
You're going to kill yourself as well. That would be my character. I will also step out into the corridor.
Okay, you see each other?
So the doors are all open, is it?
Yep, all these doors are open. The only doors that aren't open are the ones that lead to the core.
We can't get up here.
You can get up here through the stairwell at that end.
Yeah, so I'm this, like, because he presumably is a scrawny, underfed kid. Step out into the corridor with a feral look. What do I see?
Well, a hard and battered, bruised lout, basically. A braggart, as they would say in the olden days.
What's your name?
Loud and brutish. Dimitri.
Dimitri. Okay, the guys in the cells around you going, come on, Dimitri, get on with it. Come on, go on, get him. Go on, coward, go on, what are you doing?
There's no R in my name, I'm Dimitri. Yeah, shut up.
That might have been a typo.
That's what someone says. I'm going to poke my head up myself and seeing whoever this is.
Yeah, I see this pale, underfed looking kid.
I decide just to, I don't know how, what kind of distance that is, but I'm going to...
You could close that in one round.
Okay, in that case, I'm going to launch myself and take a flying tackle.
Okay.
Try and...
Oh, going straight for it.
Yeah.
Cool.
Why not?
So the kid, what's your name?
I'm Roger, and my best friend is Dimitri.
Okay.
And your best friend is me, I think.
But I think you get you get an observation roll.
Oh yeah, I've seen this. I've heard this.
To be able to react before you get an attack. Yeah,
I recognise this guy who's charging towards me?
Yeah, you know, you all know each other. Yeah.
It's a gal, actually. This is Sophia.
Sophia.
Okay. So yeah, so make an observation roll, please. So it's a dice pool.
Yeah.
So it's your relevant stat and your relevant skill.
Oh yes, sorry. Yeah.
So I think you got 4 in.
Wits,
and
base dice.
So use the black dice,
and the stat die, yellow dice.
So no, don't need to worry about that. The yellow dice are just stress. Sure. Yeah,
I can vaguely remember. So I got 2 successes.
What's your observation skill?
2.
Okay, it doesn't matter. You should have rolled that as well.
Should have rolled 2.
Should have been 6 dice in total.
I should do that.
But that's okay because you've succeeded. So you get draw initiative basically instead of just being attacked.
Okay, so I'm tackled.
So go. Hiya! I see. How are you doing?
Okay. So.
Sam, is that really good or really bad?
That's really bad.
Ah, okay.
That's as bad as it gets, really, unfortunately. Great. So it's the lowest goes first. So you get to, you can see him running towards you.
I'm going to scarper towards Dimitri.
Yep, you can do that.
Best friend. How far do I just go?
So I think make a mobility roll. Both of you make a mobility roll.
Okay, alright. So my mobility is 3, that's agility of 5. So that would be 8 altogether.
So this would be an opposed roll. So
so add agility to mobility.
Yes.
Just 4.
Yeah. I got 1 success.
Okay, you can push that if you wish, but you'll gain a point.
Oh, no, I've got 2 success. Sorry, this is a steampunk dice.
You'll gain a point of stress if you do.
As he's only running away, I'm going to let him go.
Yeah, okay.
For now.
Yeah, so you've managed to dash down the corridor. Right, what are you doing?
Meanwhile, can I make an observation, see if I've left, if I've got anything in my cell room prepared or anything?
No,
nothing there.
The guards don't let you have weapon type things in your cells.
Not even anything that I've made or hidden, stowed away under the bed or nothing.
Not.
No.
Not a bad idea though, but no.
No, okay. So I'm going to step out onto the floor that I'm on and look up, notice no one there. And I'm going to make my way towards this stairwell take me up to the next
that
stairwell that just down there.
That stairwell goes all towards 3 levels. Yeah.
All right. So I'm going to make my way up to here. I'll make my way up onto the top level. Is that okay?
Yep. Absolutely.
So if I go to here, and so I'm in the laundry and the showers.
Yep.
And there's drying racks as well. Can I see if I can make a makeshift weapon with anything here, or
you can have a search if you like. Yeah.
So
that'd be an
observation roll. Yeah. So it's 3 wits plus my 1 obs, so 4.
Not the yellow ones.
No, I know. I got 1 success on that one.
You find something that you could use as a sort of makeshift shiv.
Okay.
Like a knife.
Sweet. Makes life easier. That would make my life easier when it comes to meeting everybody else.
Keep out the way of Porphyry.
Porphyry, yeah.
Okay, what are you guys doing down on the lowest level?
I'm the only one that hasn't done anything at the minute. Knowing what's down here, are there any cupboards or anything in this end, or is it just cells?
There is an environmental room, which is like a maintenance room, really, at the end there, right next to your cell, which is a tall room. It runs the it's like a shaft. It runs the length of the facility, and that has, you know, pipes and some some basic stuff in it.
Can I go in there and see if I can find or fashion a weapon?
Yeah. So that'll be an observation roll.
Oh, I've not got any of that. So that's a 4d6 roll, and I don't roll any successes, but I'm desperate, so I'm going to push it.
Okay.
Do I roll a yellow now?
Yep. Yes.
One success. I've got a 2 on the...
Okay. You don't really find anything kind of useful in there, but there is something really weird in there, and it's like a it's not mechanical. It's like a almost like a giant rugby ball with a flat end, kind of sitting up in the corner of the room, and it's very warm and steamy in there. This thing seems to be sweating, and you know, as you're watching it, the top sort of opens up.
Oh dear. I wonder what's in there. He says.
It's a mystery.
Role play.
And I wonder if there could be a weapon in there.
Something nice to eat.
Okay.
Well, in a manner of speaking, yes.
So the creature that's in there, it's something moving. There seems to be a membrane over it, around it. Suddenly there's a flurry, and it leaps up at you. So you need to make a roll for its signature attack.
Right.
So it's roll one, just 1d6, and look, tell me what you get.
4.
Tail grapple. The facehugger leaps and catches its victim from behind? Well, by surprise.
For no.
Its tail whipping you violently. Roll another d6, please.
3.
The victim's arms get hopelessly tangled in the beast's tail. They can't use any handheld items and must make a panic roll. So roll d6 and add the number of stress dice that you've got so far, which is just 1, is it?
Yeah.
So just roll a d6 and add 1 to the total.
7.
7. You're going to tremble, I think. Your nervous twitch. Your stress level goes up by another 1. So there's now 2. And this creature is basically kind of bundled in your arms, and it's all sort of sticky kind of legs, spidery legs, and this flapping tail, and it's like all trying to slap you in the face or something.
Please don't throw it at me.
So, can I have the initiative cards back, please? Because we need more initiative.
All I wanted was a pipe to bash somebody.
Yeah, got the large egg.
Okay, I'll give you an initiative card as well, because you are in the vicinity.
In the danger zone.
And you might as well, because you're in the vicinity.
Oh, 10 again. You're
10 again.
I'm just daydreaming. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Around.
Here are the Cleons. Yeah, yeah. Dish your first groin bone, then.
So, you don't know what's going on yet.
No, I
you can hear him squealing.
Struggling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, it's going to be the creature's action first, because it goes on sixes. So make another d6 roll for its signature attack, please.
2.
So this time, yeah, nothing. It's flapping and skittering, and it's trying to grab you, but it's kind of failing. You suffer another point of stress, and you must make an immediate panic roll.
Don't panic.
And is that 3 panic dice?
So have you got 3 panic now? So you roll 1d6 and add the number of...
Oh,
of stress points you've got.
Sorry.
So it's 1d6 plus 3, yeah.
That'd be 6.
So, no, that's okay. You're after that initial shock, you're now just getting angry fighting this horrible little thing. It's your action.
Well, I'm going to try and get this thing off of me and put it back where it came from.
You're trying to put it, okay. That's going to be an opposed close combat roll.
Always.
Back in the box.
It's about the only thing I'm good at, because he's got close combat of 5, 6, 7, 8. Oh, 2, 4, 6, 8, but then I've got to roll
your 3
stress dice on
well.
Top of
yep.
that.
That's the way the system works.
Yeah.
If you roll a 6 on a stress dice, that counts.
That counts as a 6, yeah, exactly.
I rolled
4 successes.
Four successes.
Okay. You've slam dunked it.
Try again.
I think with that number of successes, it's going to lose its second action this round, because you've basically, it's kind of stunned for a moment, having been just shoved back in there. Yeah, so that's your action.
Okay. Tens.
Oh, me?
Yep.
Well, not knowing that any of this is going on, and instead only seeing one person in my sights, I'm going to try once again to run up and attack.
Porphyrius.
Okay,
I'm up here.
I'm going to need you to make a mobility roll to get there in time to mount and attack this round.
Yes, okay.
If you fail, you won't close quickly enough.
Mobility, sorry. Just one.
Okay, so you've closed enough, so you can now have an attack.
Great.
So it's close combat. You can try and block that if you wish.
Yeah, I'll do my best.
You've got the action left, so it's an opposed close combat roll.
Oh, right.
So you need to make a roll on your close combat.
Ooh. Two.
Okay. I've got two successes.
Two as well.
Okay, so that's a standoff. So you've landed a blow, but you've managed to soak it, or enough, block it enough, not to hurt.
Girl.
Next round. So it's your action.
Yeah, my action. Yep. I'm going to try and kick him in the head.
Okay. So again, you can try and block that if you wish. But so you've in this game, you get one slow action and one fast action each round. Your slow action would be an attack. Your fast action would be movement. You can use your fast action to block.
Okay.
But then you won't have a fast action.
Oh, hang on. Can I slightly review that? Am I able to flee again now I've blocked the attack, or are we engaged?
You're engaged, so you can try and do that, but you'd have to do a close combat roll
to
for him not to get hit on you.
I think it's worth
getting. You've got to effectively got to retreat.
Yeah. To fight. Okay, I'm going to try and do that.
So it's an opposed close combat, so you get to roll as well. You can push, of course,
push it.
But you gain the extra stress die.
Do I add that now?
Yep, you take it straight away.
I got a success and two stress.
Stress is fine, it's only ones on that matter.
Okay.
I got none, so I'm going to push mine as well.
Yeah, so take another stress and add that to your pool straight away.
One success.
Okay, so you haven't managed to get away.
No. Alright, so we're
still close enough.
Having a barley.
Yeah. So the next action is the alien, which is still looking for you, Paul.
I suspect it.
So roll a d6 for its attack, please.
Six.
The final embrace. The facehugger gets to its victim, its acid making short work of any helmet or respirator in the way. Roll for the attack with six base dice. If it gets any successes, the poor victim is facehugged and immediately broken. Their last sensations are horrible, yet strangely loving. A firm but gentle caress around their head, a smothering sensation followed by a warm burst of oxygen-rich air filling their lungs. A deep sensation of slow motion falling. It's okay to fall asleep.
We had a very.
But he's got a hit first. So. Oh yeah. Four successes.
Ouch!
You are face hugged like no one's been face hugged before.
Face hugged.
It's
face
German
mouth.
Sausage time, Baldrick.
I'm afraid you are. You're down and broken.
Expired.
Yes. The quickest death of the day.
Do I get a prize?
Although actually, Jonathan, the last one, got hit over the head with a crowbar and it killed him in one blow. Mm. Well, not broke him in one blow.
Yes.
Okay. Back to the fight here. So it's your action because the alien is now busy.
Oh, good. Okay, so I'm gonna wildly take a swing.
Okay, you can try and block that.
Yeah, I will.
Because you haven't blocked this round, have you?
So
do I need to roll the stress die with this one? Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Do I need to roll my stress?
Yes, yes. Every skill roll
once
requires
stress.
Yeah.
That's not so good.
One on the stress.
No successes.
There's one on the stress
and,
as well.
Fail on those.
Okay,
stress
so you can't push it if you've got a one on your stress die.
Okay.
And you both have to make a panic roll.
Okay.
Which is what?
So roll 1d6 and add the number of stress points you have.
Okay. Four.
Seven.
So you're trembling. I think that is my nervous twitch. So your stress level and the stress level of all friendly PCs, well, you're not really friendly, are you? is increased by one. So you get plus one stress.
Okay.
And I think what's happened is in your fight, Paul has been face-hugged and he's stumbled backwards in the fall, and he's fallen into the corridor. Oh. And as you're swinging at each other, you suddenly see this thing, this pulsating thing on his face, and he's lying there, like, quivering.
Could you get a room, please? God. You just do everything, don't you? I
mean... Alien sex.
Well, nice. It was a crowbar.
Okay.
Magistrate.
Let's come back to you for a moment. What are you...
Well, I know nothing what's going on. Obviously,
you can probably hear.
So I can hear some commotion.
You can hear there's a lot of cheering. But, there's obviously a fight going on downstairs because your mates are shouting and cheering you on.
I'm gonna play it smart. I'm gonna move myself further into, because I've noticed the mining suit storage.
Yep.
And I'm gonna see if I can fashion myself some sort of armor. Is that possible?
You can get into a mining suit. It's a protective suit, basically.
Protective suit, yeah.
That you use when you go into the mines.
But I don't need to roll anything for that.
No, you can get into that. But I will make you make an observation roll as you're climbing in.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
So, I got two successes on that roll.
Okay. Let's see. Two successes on that roll, but you don't see anything, but you kind of hear something clank over there. It's like a chair's been knocked over or something.
Okay. I'm now in the mining suit, so do I get any bonuses for being in the suit?
You'll get some armour for that. You get -1 on your agility.
-1 on agility, though.
But you get +3 armour.
Right, okay.
You give you 3 dice to roll.
+3 armor.
So, back to the bottom.
-1. Perfect, that's it.
Level.
So,
I can edit that pause out. There's a snigger going on over there. Okay, it's 2, so it's your action, Pete.
Yeah. So I've just seen Dimitri having...
Yes, you get +1 stress. You get a point of stress for that, actually.
And a pair of hands. Yeah, +1s. Yeah. +2. +1?
So in fact, you both do. For seeing the alien for the first time. Yeah.
Is it +1 or +2?
+1
to what you've already got, so.
Okay. I don't know. I mean, you know, I might just say to
Sophia,
there's some weird shit going down here. You know, perhaps we should team up and find out what's going on.
Agreed.
Okay. So you're not hitting him then?
No.
Okay. Yeah. So that's your... Yeah. So I can have the initiative cards back because the combat's over.
Shall I just lay on the floor and wriggle and die?
I think that's probably wise, yeah. I'm afraid you are the first one.
They're going to save you.
People said they wanted the wing redecorated. It's going to have a nice red splash up here soon.
Okay, up to the upstairs.
Up to upstairs.
What are you doing?
So, do I dare investigate that noise on my own? Yeah, why not? But first, before I do that, I want to have a look around the tool repair section as well. Another search around.
Yep. So let's make an observation roll.
Arming myself up, I think. Nothing there.
You can push that if you wish.
Yeah, I'll push that one. So it's 1 point of stress, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah, I'll push that. Nothing again.
Okay.
5 dice and 3 points. That's terrible.
As you're doing that, you hear more noise, and there's a big, big shadow moving down the room.
Oh dear. Obviously I'm searching, so I'm not really paying attention.
Out of the shadows emerges this beast from hell. It's 7-8 foot tall, it's crawling, it's prowling, and it's sort of lurking all at the same time. It's insect-like whilst being humanoid. It's got a strange, long, sort of shiny head. There's a big tail with a very sharp point, sort of languidly, sort of cutting the air behind it as it walks along. It's sort of sniffing the air, and it's seeing you.
Okay.
So its first action on 2s is to close. And it starts coming down the corridors, picking up speed. It's all arms and legs. It's absolutely horrendous and horrible to look at. Its second action is on 6. So it gets an attack. So roll d6 for its signature attack.
3.
Deadly grab. The beast launches through the air, grabbing its victim. It attacks with 10 base dice, damage 1. If it hits, it immediately drags them into a neighbouring zone, dumping them on the floor. The victim is prone, drops all handheld items, and must make an immediate panic roll. 1, 2. So that's 2 successes. So that does 3 points of damage.
Your armor is three dice. Yep. So roll three dice. For every six, you reduce the damage by one.
So you take two points of damage. Okay. Ouch.
And he's basically dragged you all the way over here and dumped you on the floor. In that throw, you've dropped whatever it was you were holding. Shiv. So you've dropped your shiv.
Oh.
But it's your action. And you're lying on the ground and feet in this beast.
Has he got roll of stress? He said he had to roll of stress dice.
Immediate panic roll, yes.
Yeah, so
thank you for the reminder.
So it's D6 plus one.
Yeah. Two. You're okay. Surprisingly, under those circumstances, you go,
oh, this is I've got face on.
Worse.
But it's your action now.
My action now. So,
kick its head.
Well, I'm on the ground, so there's not a lot. I'm on the ground enough.
To test to stand up, if you want to stand.
It's fast, but I want to grab my shiv. And that's, would that be a, picking up the shiv, would that be a fast action?
Yeah.
And I only get one and one.
So you can use your slow as a fast, obviously. Mm. So you can stand up and pick up the shiv.
But then I can't do a lot.
But you won't have an action to attack.
So I'm going to use my fast action to stand up.
Yep.
And then I'm going to have a swing at the beast to see if I can punch
him.
Just going to punch him and see if I can do something with it. Just because
so close combat roll.
So close combat plus my stress, yeah.
Queensbury rules.
Yes.
So seven dice.
How hard would that be?
Come on, Towson. I got one success.
Okay, so you do 1 point of damage with that.
Yeah.
Wow.
But it has armour.
A lot of armour. Yeah, no damage.
Clang. If you didn't have the glove on from your suit, that would have hurt. The next round, it kind of it's looking down at you. It acts first and second. So roll a d6 for its signature attack, please.
Oh, you get respect for that, sir.
Six.
That's
going to be instant death, I think.
Headbite.
Headbite.
The xenomorph opens its outer jaws and the deadly inner jaws lean out, gnashing in anticipation before snapping forwards. The attack has a strength of 9 base dice, damage 2. If it causes any damage, it automatically inflicts critical injury 64, which is having your head broken, killing the victim in one dreadful blow. So 9 dice.
Can Sam dodge like Ripley does in the power letter?
No.
So I've just punched this thing in the face. So I don't think it's going
to... So you can block alien attacks, but you have to have a heavy weapon to do it, like a wrench or a bar.
Not your forearm.
Not my armour.
So that's one success, which does 2 points of damage. You get your armour.
I get my armour.
You need two sixes out of these three, or you're dead.
No.
Whatever helmet or face guard you've got is shattered. Your head breaks open.
Respect to you, though, for punching an alien. That's pretty good.
A klaxon sound. The lights are on anyway. The doors to the central thing open, and heavily armed guards run in and beat away the alien. Take you two away for the final.
Oh.
Dun, dun, dun.
Cool.
Good game.
That's probably the quickest session.
Yeah, that was quite a good
game.
We're just about. Okay. Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
I think that's what they call more luck than judgment, but great.
Cheers, mate. Have a good one. Yeah, I would. I didn't wash my hands, though.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, that went terribly wrong.
I mean, reading through the rules and playing the game at UKGE, this is absolutely horrendous and deadly.
Mm. I mean,
the thing with those alien and the facehugger rolls, you only need one bad roll for you as the player, let's say, and that's it. You're not stopping.
You have been listening to an Effect podcast special, brought to you by Fiction Suit and the RPG Gods, from Dragon Meat in 2019. Music is Stars on a Black Sea, used with kind permission of Free League Publishing.